Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic Community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano OP, Parochial Vicar, Associate Director of the Catholic Community. It is Christ the King Sunday. The readings are from Cycle A.
Some of you might know that the Dominicans have a community in Seattle. We run Blessed Sacrament Parish off the highway, as well as Prince of Peace Newman Center. One of our brothers, Father Tom, he used to take an evening stroll. So one evening, he ventured near the highway and encountered a pair of panhandlers. And as if on cue, these two men asked if he had any money to spare. And with Father Tom's trademark innocent smile, he looked at them and said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but I have something greater. I would like to pray with you." Now listen, this is Seattle, one of the most unchurched places in the Union. This Dominican, Father Tom, was simply out on a stroll. He wasn't dressed in his habit, he wasn't dressed in his collar, he was just taking a walk. Yet nonetheless, he had invited these two men to pray. So you can imagine the surprise that coursed through these two men's veins at Father Tom's invitation. Yet pray they did. It's a fun image to pray about, if you think about it. Three grown men in the middle of Seattle on a random evening, praying near the Interstate 5. Today is the final Sunday of Ordinary Time, Christ the King Sunday. This particular Sunday, we celebrate Christ the King, and it comes at a very interesting time of year. As you might remember, this time next week, we in the United States and most of the English-speaking world in the church will implement the third edition of the Roman Missal, and we'll all be saying new responses. But what makes this particular Sunday even more interesting is what is ahead of us. As we all know, this coming Thursday is Thanksgiving. Next Sunday, along with the liturgical changes, Advent will be upon us. Between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day, regiments of people will cram into soup kitchens, homeless shelters, counseling centers, and churches in order to take care of the poorest of the poor. This is a good thing. It's an incredibly laudable thing to do. One year, my ministry was at St. Anthony's Foundation in the city, and it was amazing to see all these teenagers giving their time to the homeless men and women of San Francisco. Yet today's gospel tells us that we are not supposed to feed the poor only on days of abundance, like Christmas and Thanksgiving. Yes, it's a laudable thing to care for the poor, but today's parable asks us to wonder if we are doing enough. We will always have the poor. They will always need food and clothing and shelter. Not only are we supposed to feed the poor on days of abundance like Thanksgiving and Christmas, but we are charged to feed them on days of destitution as well. Not only on Christmas, but throughout our lives. We are charged to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to visit the imprisoned, to remind the poorest of the poor of their human dignity. It is good that many of us will perform corporal acts of mercy in the coming weeks, but is it enough? Our first reading reminds us that the Lord is the Good Shepherd, always yearning to unite the human family. Ezekiel tells us that God will search out his scattered flock and gather them as one. That God will seek out the lost, the hungry, and the poor. Seeing the scattered sheep among the face of the earth, the Lord will invite us to bring the poor and the lonely, and yet the entire human family, under the one banner of God. To bring healing to those hurt by those in authority, corruption, war, hunger, neglect. To fill hearts with the sweetness of the gospel, to fill empty stomachs, to find the lost and remind every single human being that they are loved and that they belong. This is something that we are all called to do, to seek out the scattered flock of the body of Christ back to God. And this isn't something that we do only on Christmas or on Thanksgiving Day, but rather throughout our entire lives. The way Christians are filled with the love and peace of the gospel is by serving the poorest of the poor all our lives long. This is how we live as Christ lived. This is how we love as Christ loved. This is how to reign as Christ reigned. When we celebrate a solemnity like Christ the King, we are not celebrating some aged-out medieval holy day. Rather, we are celebrating the vocation that Jesus had given us. Christ the King reminds us of our very vocations as Christians. Today's feast reminds us of our divine call as children of the Most High God. That vocation is to bring the human family and indeed all creation back to God. That all of our actions, all of our prayers are intended to bring the entirety of creation into the divine presence. By every person we serve, by every lab experiment we perform, by every conversation we share, we are called to invite people into God's love and service. While meditating upon Psalm 110, Pope Benedict XVI tells us, the Paschal event of Christ invites us to look to Christ in order to understand the meaning of true loyalty, which is to be loved in service and in the gift of oneself on a path of obedience and love to the end. Again, the Holy Father is proposing that to live Christ the King Sunday is not to lord our advantages over others. Rather, Christ the King reminds us how to live as Christ lived, to love as Christ loved, to reign as Christ reigned. Now, to the sadness of many, Father Tom died a few years ago. Father Tom was not known to take his position in society for his own benefit. He didn't walk about Seattle serving, being waiting to be served hand and foot. He was known throughout the province as one of the most compassionate and one of the kindest men that God has ever created. He was known to help unite the human family and bring the entire human family back to God. Like Father Tom, we aren't called to serve the poor only a few days a year, but throughout our lives. As Christ the King served to unite his people into the one family, so should we tirelessly serve each other in loving compassion. So, my friends, as we conclude this ordinary time, as we enter into Advent, as we are propelled into Christmas, let us serve each other well, not coveting more and more authority, but using what little authority we have for the sake of the poor.
This edition of Catholic Cardinal Reflections has been sponsored by TNT, Tuesday Night Topics, where faith and contemporary issues meet. We are continuing our discussion about the new translation of the Mass on November 29th, Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m., in the Common Room of Old Union. Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic community at Stanford University. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, the Associate Director and Parochial Vicar for the Catholic community at Stanford, and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time, God bless you.